I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We go back to Alaska and a deer hunting expedition.
So I am up the tree, 30 feet or so. Mama bear is underneath the tree and doesn't want to exactly let me down. So I stay there till about 11:30 at night before I decide to crawl out of the tree. It's late October. It's
now, wait a minute. Wait. Cold. Hang on. How long is mama bear patrolling the bottom of the tree before she finally leaves?
4 or 5 hours.
And is she just staring up at you? Is she sitting down? What is it doing during this time?
Well, I wrapped off 3 rounds real quick, which is like your universal sign of help. Okay. And I have 4 of my crewmen are all hunting with us. They hear it. They think I get a deer. They basically go back to the beach and are waiting for me to show up. Well, I never show up. And mama bear sits underneath the tree till at least till 10 o'clock at night. I mean, it's good and dark. By that time, I'm frozen. I got to get the heck out of there. And that's the first time the helicopter showed up. So I can see the helicopter. Later, the guys told me if you would have just flicked your bick, we would have found you. But just from their infrared. So finally, I crawl down out of the tree. And I decide, you know, with visions of, I remember the movie The Edge, Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin,
yes,
dancing through my head. And I'm trying to get the heck out of there, which is what I figure a mama bear is pissed off, still searching for me. So I head down the hillside, and I'm stumbling through the woods, trying not to grab onto any more devil's club, and get to the water where I figure my guys will find me. Well, I finally make it to the water, and I know something's wrong, and I stick my finger in the water. I'm like, oh, fresh water. Wrong directions. Instead of going outboard towards the ocean, I went inland and found a lake.
And mama bear is still between you.
Now you got to go back to where you came from, I'm guessing.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning about this time. I have no idea really where I'm at. I just know I'm in the woods and I pissed off a bear earlier. So I build a little fire and basically crawl into, put a bunch of logs and or rocks and moss rather on the coals and crawl into my little bed and wake up in the morning, but you know, as soon as dawn, which is about 7:30 in, you know, October and on a fog necked island, I start hiking my way out of there. I'm in black sweats, black hooded sweatshirt with a black hat on, standing on black shale when the helicopter flies over the top of me the first time. I'm waving at the guy. I can see the guy sitting in the jump door looking out down at me, the jump master, as he flies over the top of me, and they don't even see me. Like, what does it take to get rescued, you know? So finally, the helicopter flies across to the other side of this inlet that I have to hike around. It's like 5 miles by the time I finally get to where the helicopter is. So I'm going down these little logging spurs, and I finally find the helicopter. I walk up to the helicopter. All the doors are open on it, and nobody's in it. So I'm like, what does it take to get rescued? So I hike down the hillside a little bit, and all these guys are sitting on a stump eating lunch. And I walk up to the flight, one of the, I think it was the captain of the chopper, and I'm like, you wouldn't happen to be looking for me, and all these guys jump. And they're like, you wouldn't happen to be Mark. And I'm like, that would be me. So they picked me up, took me in the helicopter back, put me in a basket, lowered me down to a rock where my guys came out in the skiff and picked me up. I was rescue 2000.
Wow.
Now, my understanding, and I never proposed to know, but I'd always heard if a bear is pissed off and it's coming at you, like, the last thing you should do is climb up a tree. But that is how your story began. So why did you choose to do that? Is it that she had her cub, so she wasn't going to leave the cub, or what?
I had a 223, and I left by 44 on the boat because we were just going to go up for a couple of hours. There was no way I was going to attempt to shoot that bear. And she was a young mother. I could tell she was a 3-4-year-old mother, probably with her first cub. And,
yeah, but she graduated from high school and made something of herself. I'm sorry. I'm trying to put a positive spin on it for the kids, see?
Well, you know, if you can get up a tree far enough, she's not going to bother you. A brown bear usually will not climb a tree, and she was just protecting her cub, and I kind of knew all this. I've spent plenty of time around bears in Alaska before.
No, I completely understand. Ray, man, protect your kids. I get it. I would still be pooping my pants. Like, that's incredible. Understand
why
you're
upset. That is an incredible story.
That is terrifying. I like the fact, though, that when you finally get to the helicopter, they still put you in a basket and lower you down to your friends. Like, here he is.
Yep.
Right,
yeah, right.
Hospital,
we gotta go.
Nothing like that.
We're on another call. Right. No time to land. What story did you live to tell about 844-999-OLA?
And there can't be that many instances of the guy who's lost finding the helicopter.
No. While they're eating lunch, like, you guys aren't looking for me, are you? Hello, Shelby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I'll tell you guys about the time that I learned about the explosive power of gasoline. Hopefully it'll stand up to the previous caller. So, I had a buddy of mine come over, and we were going to hang out for the night, and I was about 14 at the time. Now, we went outside to go have a fire in the fire pit, and I had all the wood stacked up, ready to go, but I couldn't find any lighter fluid, so went into the shed and pulled out some gasoline. I poured some on the fire there that wasn't lit yet and attempted to light it with my Bic. Well, that's when I noticed that it was going to actually explode, and it made me back up real quick. And I saw that my eyebrows were white because my buddy's just sitting there laughing at me. And I'm just thinking the whole time, I'm like, oh, man, I hope my parents don't find out.
How badly burned were you?
So I got so lucky. I just singed my eyebrows because he goes, oh, yeah, they're still there. It's just white.
Your parents will never notice your new white eyebrows.
Were you as stoned then as you are right now?
Actually, no.
Okay. All right. Are you more stoned
that
now?
That was the whole goal of going outside.
All right. Okay. All right.
I like your style, though, because he said the one thing that any of us think at age 14, I just hope my parents don't find out.
That's it.
It doesn't matter. You could have killed someone.
As long as you don't burn out.
Driven a car, right? Like, I hope my parents don't find out.
What story did you live to tell about 844-999-OLA?
That's all right. He almost died. Like, hope they don't know.
Right. That's all it, man. When you're that age, that is always the first thought. It doesn't matter if you're hanging off of a cliff, waiting for help to arrive. You're thinking, I hope it's not my parents who find me here. There'd be anyone other than them. Hello, Kale. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, so it was a couple days after I turned 18. Was partying with a couple buddies down in Everett and decided that we were running low on cigarettes. And I volunteered to go to the store. So me and, we'll just say, Lady A went down to the store. And on the way back, I was kind of showing off and hot rodding my car and ended up doing about 107 through an intersection. And the intersection was the entrance to the apartments. And flew about 60 feet, took out about an 8-foot section of the curb, hit a boulder, flipped my car twice, took out a light pole, and then rolled down off an embankment.
Now, was Lady A impressed?
No. She broke both her legs. She had 2 compound fractures.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. It was extremely bad. So,
What about you?
No, I walked away. I had the CD player shot out and left a scar on my knee, and I had a sprained ankle for a while, and That was about it. But the car caught on fire. It was the kicker. And after I felt weightless and was floating, and apparently when I hit that boulder, it knocked me out with the airbag. My car caught on fire, and a pedestrian heard all the noise and came out and put my car out.
And what about your passenger? Man. Did anybody try to drag her out of the car or anything?
No, there was another thing, too. An ambulance, the fire truck came to the ambulance when they pulled up onto the scene. They had to cut her out with the jaws of life.
Jeez, man.
Wow. And I'm guessing you didn't get a second date?
No, they're married now.
No. I ended up doing 6 months in jail and have about $100,000 for restitution to pay.
Wow, man.
Okay.
So how long did it take you to pay off the $100,000?
What is the length of time where you can ask if you could get together and get some coffee, man? You know?
Maybe after the restitution's paid, I think, but I'm still paying on it to this day.
How much farther do you have to go?
I think the last time I looked, I'm about $80,000.
So it's like child support.
Yeah, except I don't get the joy of seeing kids.
Nor did you have sex to have to pay it.
Right, yeah, there was no happy ending there.
How old are you now?
33.
You're 33, so you've been paying this thing for 12 years.
Your entire adult life,
13
basically.
Years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
Still drive fast?
Only when I need to. No, I got cruise control now. I stepped my game up and bought a newer car, so...
Okay.
Step my game up. That's right.
And what do? Do you write a check every month or like what?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone. What story did you live to tell about 844-999-OLA?
Was there a second part? Is he called her Lady A?
Yeah, you got to wonder about
for
that.
Lady
I think that's what I fully thought.
This person's been through enough.
Sure.
I think that's what that is.
No. I know. I get leaving her name out. It just seemed funny to call her Lady A.
Right. You would just say the lady, or we'll call her Foxy, or, well, for the sake of this, her name's Larry. But once you say Lady A, I'm fully expecting, all right, Lady B shows up any moment.
And that's one thing I will say. I have been in some wrecks. Oh, okay. One wreck I was in, I messed my buddy up a little bit. But every other...
What's a little bit?
He went through the windshield.
Okay.
But the windshield blew out. Jeez, and he
just
was,
a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what, man?
Yeah, because he went through it.
He went through it. This was before they put the plastic in. This was a different model of car.
It was glass, right?
It was glass, and it popped out, man, and he blew through it with his head. I hit the rearview mirror and kind of went over, but the wheel stopped me. And I just got this car, man. I put brand new tires on it. It was raining. I was driving a little bit faster on a turn down a mountain. And, man, I just completely slid into the other lane. There's a car coming head on doing about 45 miles an hour, man. And when we hit that thing, we just hit square on. Like, you couldn't have driven two cars into each other straighter than we hit each other, man. And it was just one of those things where both ends of both cars kind of popped up and V'd,
right,
and then sat back down. You know what I mean? Like, it nosed in, and the back ends of both cars went up, kind of smacked.
Where's your buddy by the time your car lands? Like, so now your back tires have touched the ground again.
He's back in the seat. The seat blew all the way back. Those guys were fine. They had, like, they were driving a brand-new Buick, like, whatever their big one was, like the Regatta, or I can't remember, Riviera, maybe. I don't remember the name of the car. It was brand-new, though. God, were they pissed.
Yeah, but they were.
Yeah, they were so pissed. It was leather interior. I remember that car, like, because I was looking in the car after we were like, we're okay.
You have a nice car.
And I get out, I was like, oh, man. Oh, that sucks. That's such a nice car. Or it was, I mean.
Sorry.
So I wrecked into it. What story did you live to tell about? We got your emails coming up next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Who's my class coming up? What you don't need to know, ask you to speak the language. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
our question, what story did you live to tell about? Guys, I have three accidents happen within a year of each other. First, I was out with a couple of friends. We rolled my buddy's truck in a parking lot of a bar. I was not the driver. Second one happened about a month after the first. I was driving my truck down a curvy road, and my wheels hit the side of the road, bounced up, and the truck started rolling. It rolled 5 times, and I survived with just a couple of scratches and bruises. And finally, the third accident. My family was driving home, and we were living in eastern Washington at the time. It was winter. Roads were icy. Casey. We hit a section of roadway that was already had a bunch of accidents on it, and my wife slides the car, hits the medium after we stop against the wall. We had a semi pass us without an issue, but his partner behind him swerved to miss us, but still managed to hit us with his trailer. We all survived, but still dealing with the trauma and some medical issues because of the last one. Thanks, guys. That from the Bakers. 2006, me and a number of people went camping with our horses just as our adventure took off. Horse was that I was on was unruly and took off down the road about 35 miles an hour. Horse then bucked me. Reins came out of my hands, and I ended up hanging from the horse, going about 35 miles an hour, hanging on around its neck. After I let go, I ended up in the hospital concussed. Then I went into anaphylactic shock due to what they gave me to stop throwing up. So after that helicopter ride to Harborview, waking up with a breathing tube and my family all around me, I had them stable me up. I spent the night, went right back to camping. In the end, I ended up alive with a flux capacitor on the back of my head.
Wow.
Love you guys. That from Winnett. Working during the winter storm we had was only person in the office at the time. I decided to take a break and go enjoy the view from the roof of the building.
It's beautiful.
I propped the door open so it would not close behind me. Joke to myself, I hope the wind doesn't blow this thing closed. And I got back to the door. It had. I was stuck on the roof in winter alone. I hung off one of the sides of the building to drop to the next floor as a second door was down there. It was locked. Called a coworker to see if he could come help me, and he agrees. Now, I realize I'm stuck as the door I need to get back up is on one story. As luck would have it, a giant ladder is up there, so I know I can climb back up. I muscled this huge ladder up to lean it on the building and waited. Coworker shows up. He forgot his key to the building. I tell him I'll throw mine off the building to him. He can grab it. I find some duct tape and wrap my wallet in it and threw it off the building so he can grab it. He doesn't see it. I look over, and it stopped on a ledge about 5 feet away from me. If I climb over, I might slip off 12 stories and die. I find a stick and push the wallet off the ledge. Success. He grabs it. I climb the ladder, pull it back up with me to hide it. He opens the door, and we walk in. Funny thing is, it did not close behind us when we tried to close it. I spent over an hour up there and thought I was going to die because I was trying to get a cool selfie. Ah, the arrogance. Guys, I grew up riding dirt bikes and racing them on occasion. One Saturday, I was out practicing at a spot down the street, and the entrance to the trails was a long, straight stretch that was overgrown with brush. I was flying wide open on my bike and found a random stolen car from the night before. I hit the car hard enough to fly through the windshield of the car, break my spine so bad the surgery took 11 hours, and I had to learn to walk again. But I survived it like a boss. It just hurt a little bit. A longtime listener, rock on. That from the Jakers. Do we have some comments?
One interesting one. I was a runner at the 2013 Boston Marathon, so both bombs go off. My wife and daughter were standing next to the bomb, but they came to find me after finishing, and then as a family, we ran like hell until we felt safe.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's
man.
Crazy. Yeah, one of my cousins was at a bar, like right by the finish line.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you don't know if there's any more. You know, once it starts happening, and you know, all these people, that's crazy.
Absolutely. On to the birthdays, guys. Let's see here. I'd like to wish my hot wife, McKenna, pronounced EMC squared, a merry birthday. How about the dirty Germans talking about fishing? Thanks, guys. That's from Austin in Utah.
Yeah, I enjoy fishing quite a bit. The cat fishing, gutting of trout, you name it.
Yes, it's cat fishing he does. It's very weird because it's me. It's not like fishing. That's just like the terms, you know? As you get little nibbles. There's a barber involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, naked ladies. My wife, Christina, has completed another rotation. She loves you guys, and you always make her laugh and smile. So how about a little turtle wax? Thanks, guys. That's from Michael.
Uh-oh, look out.
Bitches, want to give a birthday shout to my girlfriend, Chloe. She's bummed that our plans got canceled for the rain, so maybe this will brighten her up. How about a Ric Flair woo and the dirty Germans talking about the present that I'll be giving her tonight? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the present he'll be giving you tonight is Herpasil.
Yes, you know, this reminds me of this song. It's very romantic. A day like today, you get caught in the rain, and then we'll have pina coladas.
Yeah, the escape song.
Yeah. It'd be tough for you to escape my loving.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm so turned on now.
Sounds like a Barry White lyric.
Yeah, since I, you know, there's a lot of people think I'm the German Barry White.
Hello, naked ladies. Shout out to my lovely and crazy Jody, a.k.a. the Oregonian Firebender. How about Ozzy Ted giving some advice on naked stilt walking with flaming tassels? I think I got that right.
That's Ed here from Melbourne. Got the flaming tassels. I hope they're on the nips. It's the way we do it down under. You're already up there tall enough. You're not going to catch nothing on fire.
Guys, it's my handsome husband, Rick's 38th trip around the sun, being active duty Navy. He would get a kick out of the dirty Germans discussing submarines and semen. Thanks, guys, from Amber and the kids.
Yeah, I could talk about semen all day, and I love submarines just because of the shape.
Yeah, so you know what else they have inside of the shape of a submarine?
Is it semen?
Torpedoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of meat torpedo.
Fellas, want to wish my good friend Leo a happy 40th birthday. Have I given him a your penis is too small? And the dirty Germans talking about hitting the rim of a basket while disc golfing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I like what you said there. Obviously, this is code so that the kids don't know what we're going to do tonight. But I will hit the rim.
Yeah, it's that birthday. You can hit the rim. So, I've never done this disc golf, but it sounds very a fight. Very exciting.
Oh, disc golf, my
disc,
bad.
Disc.
Guys, please wish my buddy Benjamin a happy birthday from his buddy James. Give him a Leroy Jenkins, your penis is too small. And Dirty German's talking about his penis probably doesn't work anymore now that he's turning 40. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Let's do this. Leroy
Yeah, little do they know that they now have pills for that non-working penis. Because one thing that all men want to work is their penis.
Yeah, and don't worry about this turning 40. Your penis will work fine after that, says a German soon to be 40.
All of it, Charles. I guess I got to do this for myself. I moved to Arkansas, and I actually downloaded the podcast for the first time in the app so I could listen to you guys and listen to Nails on the chalkboard that is the voice of Miles trying to talk me to sleep as I drive a truck around the state delivering motor oil. So it would be nice to hear someone from home wish me a happy birthday. So I would love it if the dirty Germans talk about the plans on what's going to happen with my truckload of oil tonight.
Yeah, it will be used for lubrication in all the right places. I know my voice is like nails on blackboard. My voice is like nails scratching down your back.
Yeah, so you know, oil, whatever it is you want to call it, just make sure you offload a truckload on your birthday.
Yeah, we treat you like Tin Man and oil your mouth.
Guys, please give a birthday shout out to our employee co-worker Sean. He's 44. We work for the federal government in maintaining the Navy vessels. Sean works hard in becoming a supervisor. So how about getting the dirty Germans from his civil servant bosses, guys?
Yeah, being the German, you bring up this Navy talk. You've heard of the U-boat. Tonight we're going to have the me and U-boat.
Yeah, I feel like in front of the title, they should have said sexual. Sexual civil servants.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds so much better.
Guys, today's my husband Sean's 45th birthday. How about give him a shout out with some dirty Germans and maybe a Ted Nugent could recommend a good birthday meal and drink pairing. That would be lovely.
Yeah, it's the only shouting out to me tonight when you are shouting out your safe word.
Yeah, so you know, happy birthday. The chef could be German too. Seems pretty simple. There's a men's room red sausage from Oli's. Maybe you should try that and pair it with a beer. Maybe a men's room red.
Yeah, or the men's room pink sausage.
Other than that, I say keep it simple. Heavy on the sex and make a grilled cheese.
That sounds like a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Where I'm from, sometimes we call them toasties.
Yeah, we have sex and eat the toasties.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds so kind now. Yes, I make you toasties for these sex.
And all the men's room want to wish our dad, Steve Slagle, happy birthday. We still can't remember his age, but he seems younger than he probably is. Thanks, Dad, for raising us with the ability to turn anything into a dirty joke and all the Gibbs-like rules, like always double-notch your bikini. Just because a guy is married to a lady doesn't mean they're straight. Never eat a lollipop, ice cream, or hot dog in public. Always carry poop bags. And the best thing about running is absolutely nothing. So can we get Goofy and Mickey to wish him a happy birthday and maybe add a few more rules to his repertoire? I love Amber, Sammy, and the kids.
Well, guys, I sort of like all those rules you have. Old Goof's drives his own rule. Always rub my belly, but stay away from the lipstick.
You know, I have a personal rule kind of like hot dogs in public. And I watched this at the Animal Kingdom of my own cousin. Be careful when you're eating frozen chocolate covered bananas. The
That's your only rule?
Well, yeah, I just remember me and my uncle sitting there, and we were watching my cousin Tom enjoy this banana.
Tells me he's dreaming about a Nubian prince.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday, birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yas and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Coming up with Ricky Toast with the shot of the day. Another round of Profile This Month first.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Trojo, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us to determine which of these three stories, in fact, suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today, as always, we have our three that will be competing. We have a Pennsylvania dentist. We also have a mime in England that'll remind us why we don't like mimes, and then the police chief of Cement, Oklahoma. But let's start in Pennsylvania, specifically Harrisburg.
Is that the capital, Harrisburg?
It is.
Yes, it is.
All right, Pennsylvania capital, Harrisburg. That's where a man fraudulently received more than $25,000 in food and medical assistance benefits by claiming that he had a low-paying job at a car dealership. The problem is he actually owned and ran a successful dental practice. Joseph A. Chiampa, 45 years old, he's charged with third-degree felony count of fraudulent obtaining of medical assistance and first-degree misdemeanor count of fraudulent obtainment of SNAP benefits. Oh, snap. Now, the state inspector general, they say he's a licensed dentist who owned and ran a dental practice in Perry County and collected $616,000 in insurance claim reimbursement from 2015 to 2018. And in each of those years, they said he falsified employment income information on his applications. And in that same amount of time, he received over $25,000 in benefits. Again, the guy made over $600,000. So the criminal complaint alleges that he knew that he made far more than the income eligibility limit. So he lied in his application, claimed to work at an auto sales shop, et cetera, et cetera. Also claimed at one point he was unemployed. It should be pointed out again, his dental practice, very successful in Harrisburg. And if you've been to Harrisburg, you understand they need all the dental assistance they can get. I blame it on the water. Now let's go to England, where in this case, villagers are trying to trace the mystery mime who raised hundreds of dollars at a charity, but left without handing over any cash. Now the organizers are unsure whether they were duped by a common criminal or the victim of someone who took a joke too far. So I'm going to help them out. You got duped by a common criminal. This is the story. The man was wearing a full-body checkered morph suit, they call it, and he just appeared out of nowhere, and he joined the carnival parade. Right, so they're marching down the street, raising money. This guy shows up, starts dancing, but no one can see him, and obviously he doesn't speak. So one of the people there says, quote, everyone thought it was a great idea. He was dancing with a samba band, putting his arm around children and wanted their photograph with them. And then the mime handed out flyers, inviting locals to pay up to £1, about $2, to guess the identity of who he was. And then whoever got the right guess, we get a 100-pound prize. So they say, quote, when everybody thought he was going to climb on stage and do the big reveal, nobody could find him. He just disappeared. So after putting an appeal on Facebook, well, they got an email from a silent mystery man who offered to transfer 100 pounds to the carnival's bank account, but they've heard nothing since asking to meet the person in person. And the problem is, no one can describe him because he's in a full suit, not even his voice. Now, let's go to Oklahoma, where the chief of police in Cement, Oklahoma, he's been arrested. Why? For offering a 16-year-old girl money for sex. Residents there said they're shocked to learn of the arrest of town police chief one Stacy Berger. Yes, his name is Stacy Berger. The 40-year-old is facing charges of soliciting child prostitution. According to the records, Berger had known the 16-year-old girl for 5 years. The girl even called him a father figure and a role model. But back in March, this guy, who, by the way, is married with 4 kids, he arranged to meet the girl in an alley behind her home. And when she got in the car, he asked her if she wanted to make some money. Later, when questioned by police, he admitted to having proposed the victim, saying, quote, I was off duty in my own car, which wasn't tied to my job at all. That's honestly got a quote from the guy. Police say he also admitted to trying to contact a second juvenile for all kinds of other sexual escapades. So that's what you have today. You have...
Jeez, Liz.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's not as bad as last week, but we have the Pennsylvania dentist. Here's a guy making $600,000 a year, but he's been getting up to $25,000, basically in the SNAP program, if you will. We have the mime in England who duped everybody by collecting money for a quote-unquote charity and then disappearing with the cash. And then the police chief of Cement, Oklahoma.
I think it's safe to say that the police chief in Oklahoma sucks the most.
I would agree
with
that.
Wouldn't you? Yeah. Okay. So we're good on that for sure.
Yeah, Robin and I had a quick conversation today going, I hope everyone will agree that this guy's the worst.
Diego, who likes to mention him on Facebook, comments there, says, I can't believe y'all missed the chance at, and the mime was never heard from again.
I'll give you that.
I mean, I almost feel like I'm going to say the mime sucks the least, just because, like, his was kind of a, I don't know, funny, good caper.
I agree with you, and
right, because the Pennsylvania dude, like, there's so much arguments about benefits these days and stuff. So there's people that actually need those programs and need that stuff. And he's just taking it for... He makes 600 G's a year. He doesn't need anymore.
Nope.
So drinks. I think he sucks. But I'm just saying, like, the mime did get over on everybody.
He did.
But it wasn't like there was an established charity and he walked up and stole the bucket. He just...
You had to give him money, right? Basically, he just took the money that people were willing to give him.
Drake says, Pennsylvania, man, if you're going to steal, at least make it from the government. Tommy says the mime... Mark says, mime sucks the most if he got away with it. The dentist is going to have to pay it back. The pedophile is definitely the worst. Tyler goes mime, and Connie says, I suppose the mime sucks the least. He probably needed the charity anyway. Debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live on Who Sucks Less. All right, still a couple of drinking toasts with a shot of the day, and what you don't need to know asks you to speak the language. That's coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I'm going to drink a toast here in minutes with a shot of a day profile that's coming up. But first,
we're full of useless information. And you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
Americans speak a ton of languages. Which languages other than English and Spanish would you say are the most common in each state and Washington, D.C.? It shouldn't surprise you that English is the most common spoken language across the United States. Spanish is second in 46 states and the District of Columbia. So believe it or not, in some states, Spanish comes in at number two. But as far as the rest of the country is concerned, if you take away English and you take away Spanish, what is the next most common language spoken? So, basically, German is the most commonly spoken non-English, non-Spanish language in nine states.
I would think they're all on the East Coast.
Or
French,
like Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. French is most common in six states. Vietnamese was the most common language in six as well. Pennsylvania stands out for their prevalence of, as they say, and this is from Business Insider, archaic offshoots of West Central Germany, known as Pennsylvania Dutch, spoken predominantly by Amish and Mennonite communities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Carnegie.
So, let's just say... If we go down to our friends in Sacramento, 98 Rock in Sacramento, California.
Sacramento.
All right. What is the third most spoken language in Sacramento?
Chinese.
Mandarin. Japanese.
Tagalog.
Really?
Filipinos started coming to the Americas in the 1960s. Today, there are over 4 million Filipino Americans. 1,753,000 speak Tagalog in California and Nevada.
They didn't even offer that in my high school.
Okay.
Me neither.
What if we go down to Florida, 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida?
Snow Rider.
What would you guys guess is the most popular language there?
Not Spanish and English are out, right?
Right, those are out. I will say French.
Yeah. French or Haitian Creole is correct.
All right.
That's where the other state that has the biggest population of French or Haitian Creole.
Louisiana.
No, Delaware.
What?
Delaware.
What?
Haitian Americans live mainly in Florida, especially in and around Tampa and Orlando. Most Haitians came here in the 60s and 70s as they had an oppressive dictator down there. Okay, let's see. Navajo, most spoken in New Mexico and Arizona. All right, what if we go down to... Okay, here we go. Tennessee. Good old Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Our friends at Rock 105 Chattanooga, what is the most spoken language there other than English and Spanish?
Cantonese.
Portuguese.
Arabic.
Really?
Oh, Arabic. Yeah, I didn't think
By
that.
The way, other states include West Virginia for Arabic.
Really?
Michigan, which, as you know, Michigan alone has over 100,000 Arabic speakers.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to our friends at WAAF in Boston. What is the most spoken Gaelic. Language there?
No. German.
Italian.
Oh, I guess.
Portuguese.
What?
I was joking when I said it.
Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, the most popular language is Portuguese. Now, they say that Portuguese immigrants started coming to the U.S. in large numbers, unsettled in the 1960s, mainly because Portuguese settlers had chosen the spot for fishing.
Okay. That is true. I've had Portuguese food in the Northeast.
All right, what if we go to New York, our friends at 96.5 WCMF Rochester. Most popular language in the state of New York.
Shit.
I'll say
German.
Arabic again.
Of course, it's Chinese.
Jeez.
Oh, shared with Washington State, Arkansas, Missouri. So if you're listening at 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville or Big Dog in Joplin, Missouri, KSW in Seattle, Chinese.
Just like we imagined.
Okay. What if you are down in Biloxi, Mississippi? Lovely Biloxi, where you have 97.9 CPR that runs a show down there. What would you say the most popular language is in the state of Mississippi?
Vietnamese.
How did you know?
Because my mind's getting blown. There's Haitians in Delaware. I'm sorry, man. At this point, I'm like, just say something ridiculous.
Most spoken language is, in fact, Vietnamese. Along with our friends in Oklahoma, the CAD, Oregon at KGON, Kansas at 98.9,
Rock, Kansas City. I get it in Oregon. I get it anywhere that's a West Coast state, right?
Yep.
Tennessee, that throws me for a loop.
The immigration began right after the Vietnam War ended in 1975, and more Vietnamese people have been arriving ever since. Today, over half of all Vietnamese Americans live in either California or Texas.
California.
California. Okay, let's go to Rock 103, Fayetteville, North Carolina. What is their most popular language other than English and Spanish?
What are you thinking, Robin? You spend time there. Come on.
You got to know this one.
It's a very mishmash city because of the military. So I'm going to lean either Arabic or Vietnamese.
I'm saying German.
I'll say German.
Because of the training. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
There's a lot of Germans, but I feel like there's more Asian culture.
Oh, but you forgot about something called New France. Lasting from the early 17th century until around 1803. That year, President Thomas Jefferson bought up the last of France's western territory, boarding the U.S. from Napoleon Bonaparte.
Bonaparte.
Don't give me that filet mignon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and believe it or not, it's French. French in Louisiana and in North Carolina. German is the number one language in 9 states altogether, but also in Kentucky, in North Dakota, in Wyoming, in Indiana, and South Carolina, and Montana.
Okay.
There you go. On what you don't need to know. All right, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from Koschen, Germany. I'm sure I said that wrong. But like a lot of Europe right now, Germany, they're also wilting under a heat wave. In fact, in Koschen, temperatures were over 100 degrees, which, sorry, if you're in Germany, that is unbelievable. In fact, that record's been around for over 70 years. Anyway, but that's why police, they pulled over today's honoree. Our honoree was riding a scooter, and there's nothing wrong with that, except that he was wearing nothing but a helmet and sandals. Otherwise, he was 100% completely naked. Again, thank you for including the picture. And the thing is, you can't do that. The police explain that you can't do that. But our man, he told officers, quote, "It's too hot." That's all he had to say. In fact, The police, they said in their release, we couldn't argue with what he said. So they let him go if he agreed to put on pants.
Why not?
I mean, to show a picture of this guy, he's a little rotund, might be the word, right? And they pixelate all the necessary stuff. He's butt-ass naked on the scooter, man.
I had hundreds of bicycles going through my neighborhood naked on Saturday, and I figure one guy, what's the difference?
Well, yeah, that's a good point, man.
Wasn't that hot?
They're supposed to be there.
I know. Right. But it's not supposed to be that hot.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So hung in down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get a contest on live for Profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.